Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thanks for joining us. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, hi, hello, welcome.
Hi.
This is the podcast where Sarah and I listen to a song and then make an anime for it. What we've done today is listen to the song Lo Siento by Super Junior.
What a bop.
What a bop. What a classic. Classic group. Classic song. Mm. So we listened to that song and we're like, if this were the theme song for an anime, what anime would it be? So we each wrote our own anime in 5 minutes, which is what makes it instant. And then we will share them on the show and then combine them into a mega anime, which is when we take the best of both ideas and combine them into one hopefully better idea, usually better, sometimes questionable. But for the most part, it's a good time and we hope you enjoy it. We hope you listen to the song Lo Siento by Super Junior. We include a link in the podcast description if you want to listen to it now, listen to it later. It is, again, how we get the vibe for the show.
So and it is, again, a bop.
If you listen to it, you kind of get the idea of like, but that's the thing. Maybe you get a different idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a third and a fourth anime. But either way, we've listened to the song. We suggest you do so as well. We title it at the end, which is the title of the episode, so you have a little foresight.
How fun would that be to know the title? This is very egocentric.
See, like, how we got there.
Like, where the title is, listen to the song, and, like, try and figure that out, and then listen to the app.
Yeah?
Like, that would be fun, I would think.
Test yourself, listener.
Oh my gosh. This is not...
See how we get there.
Not a
We case. Are not there yet.
Nope.
This is past me speaking.
Oh.
And that's the thing, is like future me writes the title.
That's true.
With you.
I'm also there.
Together. And then we cast ourselves and we do a little self-promo at the end. But that's the show. It's quick. Usually we get through it. I swallowed some air, but it's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to share my idea now for Lo Siento, Super Junior. It's a great song. Bop. Bop.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop, 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 to bop. The top.
Just like that other, the house party.
It's
very fun.
I love that.
And it has that breakdown where it's like, where are your fucking man?
And it's like, yeah.
I love that shit. But yeah, I will share my idea
you
now.
You should blast that in a car and drive around.
I don't see why not.
It would really share a good message.
I should add it to my bops playlist. I don't know if I don't update that as frequently as I should.
But we have another playlist that we'll talk about more later.
Yeah, and other stuff. Thank you for bringing it up so early.
Share your idea.
Here it is. Remember the devil and angel on your shoulders? Well, they're both really good at counting cards. If both are telling you to win a bunch of money at casinos, then you listen. Your supernatural abilities at these games is swiftly noticed by any casino owner, and you can't survive at any table too long without being noticed. Unfortunately for you, the casino you just started ripping off is owned by a low-level demon who recruits you into a high-stakes devil blackjack tournament in hell.
Whoa.
If you lose, you may lose more than your pride. Good thing you've got your shoulder guardians to help you through, but will their skills be enough to defeat the real-deal card-counting demons in the abysses of hell? You're all in, and if you fold, your fate may lie in the hands of the devils all around you.
Wow.
I know, I put a lot in that
the
last
The fact that you started cracking yourself up as you read it. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm immediately getting, like, Struck a Deal vibes mixed with Devil Went Down to Georgia and, like, playing... a la Futurama,
yeah, tournament,
like,
sort
the
of,
hands,
yeah.
But it's,
But
cards.
Hands, like cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Fold. All in. I know, I crammed as much. I was like, my idea.
I'm running out of time.
I need a sentence.
That's, I mean,
I
bravo.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you.
It sounds like a fun romp.
Yeah. I think I just miss Strike a Deal. Because
it's been a while.
It's been a very long time since that episode.
To the point where I don't really remember exactly the plot points.
Gay bowling... they resurrect the dead dead boyfriend.
Wow, you remember this so much better than I do.
But Strike, it was like so,
yeah.
the title yeah. alone is why it sticks in my brain so much, yeah.
See, I forgot it was bowling.
It was dead gay bowling.
I'm I'm ashamed.
But he's resurrected as sort of like a demon killer with powers or something.
And if that doesn't hook you, I don't know what does.
That episode fucking rules, It's been a really long time.
That's the other thing where we kind of forget. It's like, yeah, that was
that's
a
the thing.
One.
I'm doing it part two.
Mm-hmm.
Strike a deal kind of still works.
Yeah, yeah, it does. We could do something
strike
with
a
like
deal
a,
season two. Strike a deal offshoot.
Yeah.
Is the blackjack tournament.
We're going to have an homage. There might have to be a little bowling going on at some point.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my idea.
It's great.
Thank you. I got like very casino-y vibes from this song. I think I also have been listening to too many like heist soundtracks.
That is very possible. So,
my brain is broken.
Oh,
and here we
all
are.
Of us.
So that's my idea. Thank
you. Like it a lot. I'm wondering if it deserves its own.
Does it?
I think it might.
Yay! I'll take that to my shelf of many singular animes.
Hmm. Should I take
I had
back?
Like a heist idea from the song, and I'm like, that's not anime at all. And so I was like, devil.
I got this. Demon cards.
Yeah. And I had seen some, oh, I got some like ad for like Demon Slayer
clothing
or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
It was bad clothing. Like it didn't look cool. I'd buy anything with the wave design on it.
Yeah, that
but,
would be cool.
It was all just like dumb characters.
We don't want that.
But it's like, oh, it's cool though. It's very trendy looking. I'm like, nah, fuck this.
I bet there's something maybe on Redbubble. Why would I bring up now? I'm kidding. I won't self-promote right now.
Copyright strikes.
Probably.
Yeah, pushing to unlicensed stuff.
Yeah, yours just might need to... I want to simmer in it for a minute, because mine's so different. It's really gonna...
It's fine.
And I don't know if I... Well...
See, connexione.
I might, but let me share mine.
Are you going to say lo siento, but here's...
That does mean I'm sorry, right?
Mi ideo.
We.
C.
There we go. C. C is also a French word, but it means yes to a question that's been asked to you in the negative.
Oh.
Aren't you going outside? C. Yes. Rather than,
aren't.
Are you going outside? If you ask, like, a negative oui. Question. Yeah, anyhow. Never mind. Here's
French
my...
French is dumb.
Here's my idea.
I will defend French with my life.
Yeah. Okay.
Have at ye with my baguette.
Should I give you what Repost. Gave me the idea first, or give you the idea and then explain
give
where it
came
from?
Give me the idea and explain.
Okay. Welcome.
That's how I did it. Sorry.
That's true. That is how you did it.
Doesn't mean you have to copy me, but I feel like it flows better. Go.
Oh, fine. Welcome to the highly competitive dance world, where one of the most accomplished and mysterious dancers has just moved to town. I didn't get to write down as much as I wanted to, so this dancer moves around a lot.
A traveling dancer.
I mentioned that they're nomadic later because I was like, that kind of alludes to it, but now that I have time,
maybe
I'm just going to say.
Maybe because they're a demon.
Their partners all seem to fly high, then stop dancing after pairing with them, almost as if this nomadic dancer, see, there it is, uses up their partners.
Steals their powers. Demon.
But what happens
succubus.
When the mysterious dancer, dubbed the Black Widow, meets their match? After the most recent move, they meet a dancer in the town that they don't want to, quote-unquote, use up. But can they stop their predatory behavior and create a real connection, or will the Black Widow strike again?
That's good.
Then I said strike and strike a deal. But the song, the very beginning of it, I like heard a spider like crawling.
Ooh.
And it made me think of the dance.
It does have like a
tarantella, I think it is.
Yeah, it has like a web.
Yeah.
You know, like a that sort of like thing thing.
Yeah, and then I just thought of the dance, which is like named after the tarantula. I think. The tarantella.
Sure.
Which I think is Italian, but I don't really know. But in any case, that's what I thought of. And
Tango.
Then it's like, as you may have said, they have some powers.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
And they apologize,
dead.
But they...
But not everyone dies. They just,
no, they
know,
don't die, exactly.
Get a bad injury, or they just kind of, like, retire. But they go out on top.
It's good. It's very good.
Thank you.
You can have your own idea as well.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You like it that well?
It's really good.
Are you just feeling generous?
I like the traveling dancer, like, motif. It's very good.
They just, you know, hop from partner to partner.
I know.
Use them up.
But I like
on.
That it's very mysterious in terms of how they, you know, Succubus.
But it's like modern day, so there's a bunch of like YouTube videos, not Bluetooth, no.
Pinstagram.
Yeah, let's just go with that. Pinstagram videos TikToks. Of them. They do a lot of TikTok dances. No, they don't. That would be too unmysterious. But, you know, they do competitions, so there's a lot of them out there, but they're just such a mysterious figure.
Interesting.
Because they're they like, just go around.
Their videos have millions of views, but it's not their videos. It's just like someone competition recordings. Uploaded.
Yep. Very talented. No one knows anything. And magically, whoever they partner with just kind of stops.
Absorbing the power like a demon.
Perhaps.
There is a connection there.
Yeah. But I don't know where it's going to go.
So how do you want to combine...
Oh, you're asking me. That's not a good sign.
Devil dancer with devil cards.
A good question.
Devil dance, devil cards.
Do you have an idea? Because I'm not entirely sure where to go.
I'm trying to think. We both have this sort of competition, sort of tournament, dancing, cards, whatever.
Let me throw out one more thing about my idea that I didn't write down, but I thought of. Possibly this other dancer also has this ability.
Oh, okay.
So they both happen to be, in your words, demons.
And it sort of like cancels out.
Possibly, and then they can live happily ever after and dance together forever.
Devil dance.
But, just throwing that out there. I wasn't sure if it was like a normal mortal human situation and they just really liked this person and didn't want to hurt them.
And they're like, I won't use my power.
Or if it was like, accidentally. Oh, actually, you're the praying mantis. I am the Black Widow. Let's do this thing.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Wasn't sure.
Gotcha.
But.
Undecided.
Mm-hmm. That was a lingering thought that didn't make it
that
on the
makes
page.
Sense. Yeah, okay. So that is,
that
I
might
think,
help?
A huge difference. In dancing, there's the partner, and in cards, it is sort of like a solo.
There's not a partner, no. Except in that one movie, 21?
I mean, there's been a lot of...
Where they have a group of helpers.
Where it's like, we're Harvard or whatever, and we counted all the cards, and so we robbed a thing, which is similar to, you know, somebody yours. Who's counting cards and gets caught and whatever. Yes. So I think we're on the same sort of...
I hate to say it, but we've got a similar vibe.
Similar vibe.
We're vibing.
Very different, though.
Yeah.
In terms of it's actually combining them into
like
the same idea.
Gambling and dancing. Because you can gamble on other things. It doesn't have to be cards. You can gamble on, like, dog races or something. But gambling on dancing
but that's
seems
the thing
weird.
Is, yeah, like... You can gamble on anything and not have any skill in it, but actually, like, counting cards and using, supernatural powers to do so or whatever is different than just, like, six on the horse.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But, and dancing, again, is a skill
mm-hmm.
and can be increased by a supernatural power as well. So it's like we do have a very similar thing, but I think that's why they're
choose a skill.
Yeah, I
we
think that's why they're
one. So
butting heads as much as they are.
If we went with cards as the skill, where would we have the nomadic element where they, you know, quote unquote use up? I guess they're going from casino to casino.
Yes, that is in mind.
So the partner
like
that challenges
the
them I was imagining it could be more than friendship, but at the very least, you know, a good, strong connection, a good, non-strong.
Yes, something that isn't like, you have great dancing skills and that's about it, so I'm going to use them up and throw you aside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you also have this other thing that intrigues me beyond anybody else, so...
So I don't want to do that.
I don't want to
I want
to
break
that.
My pattern.
Yeah.
How would that fit into cards, though? Like, I'm going to lose
exactly.
so I can... win someone's affection? Like,
I
don't like that.
No.
I don't like that avenue.
No, because it does sort of feel like, like you're throwing for a specific reason or whatever. It's like James Bond sees
Whereas
a pretty lady and
the
is
thing
like,
I liked about mine
blah, blah.
Was that in the partnership, they actually both become stronger and better together.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not a sacrifice so much, but I don't know how that would work with cards.
Exactly. So... I think the easier way to combine them is to have them have these powers that we're now specifically saying are some sort of like demonic, not necessarily evil, but they are, you know, like they are supernatural, and the draining of a life's essence and skill is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just actually, like, they break an ankle. Like they always try a different move that, like, hurts a mortal or whatever. Which could be it. Is it, like, their skill is so enhanced that they're able to, like, do these crazy moves that just, like, break somebody that does not have them.
Mm-hmm.
So, they meet up now, and they're both these, like, supernatural dancers that have this penchant for ruining the lives of mortals. Not ruining, but they...
Ending the dancing careers.
Yes, yeah. It's like, you can have somebody who's very passionate, but if they don't have this power, they try a move that is beyond their limits, and they are hurt for it. So, but it, again, it's like both of these people have been looking for someone who is able to do it with them. Like, the triple spin, you know, throw sure. in the air,
yeah.
don't break your ankles, and your neck doesn't get broken, and you know, all that stuff.
We've all seen Cheer.
So it's like they've both been doing that, and it leads to always somebody being hurt. But then they find each other, and it doesn't. So now they've found each other, they do this move, and are recruited into this, like, devil dancing tournament, where they, like...
Are they pitted against each other?
No.
Okay, they like, get to work together.
Like, they're a pair, and they're... Finally, their skills are actually tested by these other, not people, but like...
We're really easing into Spooktober, aren't we here?
We're just skirting the line between scary, but it's not scary. It's just...
Demonic.
Demonic in a way, yes.
The
but
huge.
No murder, no gore. We're not leaning in. We're a step away. We could easily make this a spooky.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're not. So they enter this demon tournament as mortals with a power, but now they're finally tested against the supreme devil dancers.
Okay.
Who maybe, like, gave them their power in the first place, or are related to that sort of dancing power in some way. And then my idea was, you know, they're, like, fighting in hell to survive, but also, like, you know, test their... supernatural skill.
Okay.
And then they win and they get to live happily ever after on the mortal plane.
I'm going to tweak it a little.
Okay.
Give you an idea. Doesn't have to stick. But perhaps, like in yours, they have the devil and angel on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So individually, these two dancers have been doing the same sort of things where they are they don't feel good about it, but they end up doing too much and using up people.
Mm-hmm.
Injuring them, whatever it is. Everyone does really well. Everyone's really successful. They just have to retire
Quick
afterwards.
Quick cue. You brought up the devil angel. Do they both have devil angels?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is where this is gonna go. So they feel terrible about what they've done. They finally meet each other. And then because of the devil angel on each, they can see each other. So the four little people on the shoulders, they can see each other. But the humanoid... mortal, whomever, can't see the angel devil on the other person's shoulders. So they don't know, but the little ones do.
And so they go, that person has devil angel
But
too.
Then they're like, I don't know, should we say anything? What could happen? Like, obviously they care about this person. They're noticing, should we not? What do we do? And then they get taken to hell to do their dance. And that's when the devil and angel are taken from them, making them mere mortals.
Oh.
And then their dance, like, competition is the angel and devil that were on their shoulders. Now they are dancing against them in this competition.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
I thought of it as you were speaking.
Yeah.
They each have this, they have the power, but at some point, the demon power wasn't actually what was making them, like, better. It's the fact...
The power was in them all along.
And yeah, they were, like, stealing from other people, but that wasn't where their dancing skill came from.
Yeah.
It was more of a curse, not hashtag curse, but it was more of a curse situation. And then they get taken to hell, you have to dance for your blah, blah, blah. And then their guardians are taken off their shoulders, forced to dance
Ooh,
against them.
I like that, too, because it sort of gives us sort of, not actually gambling, but the shoulder ones are sort of like... They could throw, you know, like, but if they do, then they're endangering like themselves and
as well as the person that they've been guarding.
Exactly. So it's like they still have to do their best, but they're also rusty because they've just been helping these mortals for a while. I like that. That's really cool.
Thank you.
And so they are like, boom, they're big people.
Yeah, they're of human size. Yeah.
They sort of get like cursed or whatever to like not be shoulder people.
And we could have that be their little guardian backstory, is that they danced in this competition and they lost and they were forced, or maybe they won and the devil was mad and forced them into this like guardian that's very thing.
Cool. Yeah. Either way, we get really cool anime dancing and costume design.
Do we want mocap?
You gotta sometimes,
but because it has to be done well.
There is that other, there is a dancing show anime. We haven't watched it, but it does exist, and perhaps I know they blend it pretty well.
Okay.
And I think they do the same for like Yuri on Ice or whatever. But again, I haven't watched these shows, so I don't know for sure. But it's like so much easier when there is that like fluid motion. You know, you're trying to reference it, but just get the director to worry about that. Don't
yeah. No, I was just curious. That's the thing.
If you get Shinichiro Watanabe, he's probably going to mocap it.
Yeah.
It might look kind of bad if he does a Netflix, but
I know. That was disappointing. Carol and Tuesday.
But the story was good.
The mouth.
The story was fun, but yeah. The
That was hard to watch.
The performances were a little hard to watch.
Anyhow.
Sometimes. Great show, though.
So you like this idea.
Yes, I think that's it.
Oh, cool.
I think that's it. Is the tournament not only is... I think that's the thing, is the shoulder things are removed as soon as they're entered in the tournament, but they're on the other side of the bracket or something.
Yes.
So they work their way up, and then they're like, oh no, it's whatever.
And I'm wondering, if we do it that way, would it be better to have the two guardians on one person's shoulder become one being? And then the two on the other, so it's just one couple. Yeah, I think that would work better. Because otherwise we have three.
Yeah.
And you can't really
I think it is sort of like the amalgam of the devil and angel.
Are the same person.
They're actually the same entity. But, you know, it's like our own self. We create these shoulder things, but it's just one person. And so it's the same thing. Is it like, it is just a manifestation of one being.
No, I think that cleans it up a lot.
It's a fusion. Two fusions. Yeah, but they're different and they are paired. And they get really fucking cool, sort of angelic but also demonic looking, you know, inspired costumes. And I'm getting good vibes. Good vibes.
Lots of flames.
Lots of flames.
Okay. So we have these two dancers that are human that somehow get this like curse that they need to and maybe the dancer's talent that they are consuming, some of it's siphoned to the devil or whatever, you know. You've got to do it for me.
Oh sure. Yeah
Sounds like it fits. So they find each other and go, wait a minute, finally someone that I'm not damaging, I'm not hurting, they can, you know, whatever. Then devil goes, wait a minute, you guys are too good, come on down. You're dancing against so-and-so in the bracket. Steal your thunder. Steal your guardians. Force them to go opposite you. And then bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing. Bada dance competition.
Cool.
It sounds good.
I think so.
I'd watch this.
Hmm.
Cool. You want to think of a title?
I think we're there.
All right.
Is it Tarantella?
Is it Dance of Spider? I think... We got a dancing word.
And you're comfortable with how much of your idea is in this? Just check it.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to have lost the cards, but we can definitely...
We got shoulder, we got competition, we got...
We should have
powers,
the two...
hell.
Like, playing cards. The two guardians, like, playing cards on the person's shoulder. And they're like, knock it off, I'm trying to, like, listen. And they're like, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Like, they turn into, like, the jack.
Yeah.
You know, like...
The card.
Yeah. Like two heads and shit. And you're like, what the fuck?
So they just like play cards, and then we'll have bowling in there somewhere. Just a little illusion.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of places.
Link it to any of our devil-related.
We have more than maybe we should.
There's the one where the cook goes to the Wild West. Like, treats devilish delights or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a lot. What does this say about us?
We're obsessed.
We're not inventive. Okay.
Yeah, we're obsessed. Title words, though. We have no imagination. Either way... Dancing Word and Devil Word.
Oh.
Dance with the Devil. We got it. Nah.
We can do better.
Dancing Word, Devil Word.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You want to do a Dancing Word first or a Devil Word first?
I'll start with the dancing.
Oh, I'll do a Devil Word. 3, 2, 1. Torment.
Grind.
Grindy.
Grindy.
All right. Switcheroo. 3, 2, 1. Tango.
Greed.
We both went Greedy alliteration. Grind. Tango Torment.
Amazing. Neither of these are good titles.
No. Tango, Grind, Torment, Greed. I get it.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah. How about Dance Their Lives Away?
I like that. It's very ominous, yes.
It is.
I like it because it is... It's sort of vague in whose lives, but it is... the other's lives until it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their own lives at stake.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding.
Strike a dance.
No, I like that. Dance Their Lives Away is good. It's the there, to me, matches the two double meaning quota of titles.
Yep.
So I
the
think
gold
we,
standard.
I think we got it.
Does it need something before it or after it? Does it need a little extra?
Nah.
Okay.
Strike a deal too.
Dicing Their Lives Away.
No, I don't think it does. Plus, we just recently did like a aura, you know, mm-hmm. like a colon.
That's true.
I like to double up on them.
Oh, silly me.
Not always. Sometimes.
Right. We've done other punctuation.
This time I don't think it needs it though.
Okay.
Dancing Their Lives Away. That's good.
Thanks.
Who do you want to be in Dancing Their Lives Away?
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. This question always catches me off guard.
I love asking it.
Oh, good. I love when you ask it.
Sorry, Jeff Goldblum is here.
Surprise! I'll be him. I don't know. Maybe I'm just someone around the dance studio where the two demon-y...
Oh, that's
enchanted
it. We're like a,
meet?
We're just like a mortal,
we're just there.
Regular mortals.
Are we taking dance
taking
lessons
dance
together?
Classes, yeah.
Cute.
There you go.
I'm in.
I go. I jump. Ah. There you go.
You shouldn't both scream, and yet we did.
And we both closed our eyes. Yeah, that's cute. Who's Lee Pace?
Who's Lee Pace?
He's the devil.
I mean, if he would like to be one of the... I feel like he'd be a good...
He'd be a good...
Runner-up dancer.
Or, oh, like a defeated...
Yeah, but, like, they think that they're gonna win.
Ooh, like a cocky guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. All right, Lee, hit us up.
Either way. You know what to
do. I think that's a podcast.
I think it might be.
Instant anime.
Just add music.
Yes. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
We did it.
There you go.
Yes. I can say whatever I want.
I noticed.
The script that we don't write is not present. So, here we are at the end where we plug things.
Self-promote.
So, first thing.
Where to start?
Social media.
Of course.
The one place is Twitter. It's at Instant Anime Pod. It's where we post the new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they're posted, they get a little auto thing. I usually reach out to the group or band.
Give
say,
a little
like,
thanks.
Hey, thanks. And if you should suggest a song, I shout you out. If
that's
you,
true.
If we know your Twitter
that
handle.
That has happened very
doesn't
infrequently.
Really happen very often. But we know Starks.
Should we add that to the form?
Oh, yeah.
Twitter handle?
Fourth question. Fourth optional question.
Name/Twitter handle? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Hit us up on Twitter if you think that's a good suggestion for the form. Otherwise, we're just going to keep it the same because...
Who really cares?
Doesn't really matter. Plus, we can just put your name there anyways if it's just a suggested song. But yeah, Super Junior's got a Twitter, so we're going to...
Going to be
at
bothering
all of
them.
Collectively. That's the Twitter. Again, suggested form is the pinned tweet, and regular tweets of episodes are there. Other than that, we have a website.
We do. It's instantannie.may. Check it out. It's where we host, so it has all of the episodes with clickable links in their description. So the song... does this have a music video? I feel like this has a music video.
I think it does.
Fingers crossed.
I have no idea.
fingers crossed. But if there is one, it's down below in the description. Otherwise, it'll just be the music. But fingers crossed. Otherwise, we have a bunch of stuff in our sidebar, including the suggestion form, our merch shop, a handful of podcatchers, and the really fun Spotify playlist, which has all of the songs currently available on Spotify that we've used for episodes in the past. We're over 200 eps now. We've got a lot of bangers on the list. Including this one. Well done. I think that's about it, though.
That's going to do it for us. We got a Twitter, we got a website, and we let you all know about it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have the time to write a review on your favorite podcatcher, then we'd recommend you do so. It helps out any podcast that you listen to. It takes but a minute, but a morsel of your precious, precious time. And it helps us get on, you know, like searches and stuff.
Yeah,
which and is more people to listen, more suggested songs to go through.
Yeah, and then I think our next episode might be kind of a spooky.
Yeah, we might get into a little October shenanigans.
What?
We'll see.
We tried this episode, but we were restrained.
We were restrained.
We may not be restrained.
They don't eviscerate anyone in this.
Yeah, they would be like actual monsters.
Yes.
It'd be literally a big spider.
It'd be like
that's dance, what I would have done.
They dance, and then when the dance is over, they're like,
hum. Oh, kind of like that one show you watched on HBO where she was like the nine-tailed fox demon. Was that Lovecraft?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been that, Country. But like a big spider.
Yeah.
That's what my idea would have been if this was spooky.
That was cool. That was probably like one of the cooler parts of the show. It was wild.
The color was all off at the end. That was bad.
That was horrible. That was
really bad. Anyhow, completely off topic. But
thank you so much for listening. Yeah, have a good one. Bye.